Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled God Is There, was written by Tim Gustafson. Aubrey bought a fleece-lined coat for her aging father, but he died before he could wear it. So she tucked a note of encouragement with a $20 bill into the pocket and donated the jacket to charity. 90 miles away, unable to endure his family's dysfunction any longer, 19-year-old Kelly left his house without grabbing a coat. He knew of only one place to turn, the home of his grandmother who prayed for him. Hours later, he stepped off a bus and into his grandma's arms. Shielding him from the winter wind, she said, "We've got to get you a coat." At the mission store, Kelly tried on a coat he liked. Slipping his hands into the pockets, he found an envelope with a $20 bill and Aubrey's note. In Genesis 27, Jacob fled his dysfunctional family in fear for his life. When he stopped for the night, God revealed himself to Jacob in a dream. "I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go," God told him. Jacob vowed, "If God will give me food to eat and clothes to wear, then the Lord will be my God." Jacob made a rudimentary altar and named the spot God's house. Kelly takes Aubrey's note and that $20 wherever he goes. Each serves as a reminder that no matter where we run, God is there. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 28, verses 10 through 15, and verses 20 through 22. Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran. When he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep. He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth, with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord, and he said, "I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." Now, picking up at verse 20, "Then Jacob made a vow, saying, 'If God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey I am taking, and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear so that I return safely to my father's household, then the Lord will be my God, and this stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will give you a tenth.'" Let's pray. Father, thank you for the reminder that no matter where we are, you are there with us. Thank you for watching over us on this journey of life and for providing everything we need. When we're struggling, remind us that you are always with us and will carry us through. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.